You are listening to In Conversation with Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking. We continue our series on the Soft Drinks in East Africa Beverages Report as we hear more about the four main categories of drinks prevalent in the market, namely carbonates, energy drinks, bottled water, and juices. These also happen to be the largest soft drinks categories. We found out more about this from Linda Oniwe, the sector analyst in consumer sector client coverage. Now, Linda, how dominant is Coca-Cola in this market?
Coca-Cola is definitely the leading company when it comes to carbonates as well as juices in East Africa. Its performance is mainly high due to the fact that they've been in the market for the longest time. Also, they do have a well-established distribution network in the region. But the company is facing strong competition from the local players that are starting to come out in East Africa.
What factors have led to the boom in the energy drinks market?
I think the main thing when looking at this category is that previously this category was reserved for the more wealthier consumer because it was more expensive, yet it was found in a smaller pack size. Whereas now with the entry of these new local players, energy drinks are more affordable and more accessible to the wider community base. So people feel like it's a luxury item that they can now afford. So I think that's mainly the boom in why everyone is now trying to consume these energy drinks as opposed to your usual carbonates and bottled water.
And how has this growing trend towards healthier drinks affected the market?
So in East Africa, there's definitely a growing trend towards healthier drinks. But I think in this market, it's more perceived health than actual health. Consumers would usually choose to purchase a juice as opposed to a carbonate because they think that a juice has got a higher fruit content, not knowing that the sugar content in both is actually the same.
What flavors have found taste with local consumers?
So I think what manufacturers are doing, particularly in East Africa, is that now they're seeing this growing trend in perceived health, and that's how they're choosing to market some of their drinks. So you'll see a carbonate that's got the exact same sugar content as a Coca-Cola, but what they do is they say it's got added calcium or added vitamins, and then consumers would rather choose that as opposed to a normal Coca-Cola. But actually looking at the sugar content and looking at the health benefits, there is none in that beverage. So we found that local consumers actually preferred flavors that from fruits that were grown in the country. So for example, mangoes were grown in Kenya. So we found that that was actually a dominant flavor when looking at particularly carbonates as well as juices. So we found those across energy drinks, carbonates, as well as juices. So that's something quite unique that we found to East Africa that we didn't see in, that we haven't seen in all the other markets we've been to.
And in terms of packaging, how are packaging trends responding to consumer demands?
So we're seeing now, due to this issue of affordability, these global players are responding by introducing smaller pack sizes, so in order to compete with the more cheaper local players. Also, we see that there's this trend of convenience in the market. So people are now preferring to consume beverages in PET bottles as opposed to glass bottles. And that's because of, as mentioned, the element of convenience. Now they can purchase a cool drink and they can take it home and consume it when they get home. Whereas if you buy a glass bottle, you usually have to stand there and consume it there and then return the glass bottles.
Are you seeing manufacturers moving into other categories?
Particularly the local players, they are starting to move into all the other various categories. So for example, most of them, like your METL, it started out in carbonates. When it saw that there's this growth in energy drinks, it decided, okay, because we're already doing carbonates, we might as well start producing energy drinks. And now they're actually the leading player in Tanzania when looking at energy drinks specifically. Again, the same for Harris International in Uganda. They started out producing juices. And when they saw this trend of growth in carbonates, they're now producing carbonates and they've introduced an energy drink in the market. So I think basically these local players start out with one category which they test the market with. And based on the success of that product, they then start going out into the various other categories.
Make sure you listen to the next podcast as we deal with the risks prevalent in the various soft drinks categories. Thank you.